Our Brethren in Portland, Maine. St. Helena, California, January 20th, 1910. To our brethren in Portland, Maine. I feel a deep interest in the work in Portland, Maine. The Lord gave me special evidence that in our efforts there during the camp meeting last July, angels of God were cooperating with us. The Spirit of God was in our meetings. The Lord gave me a message to bear that deeply moved the people. Elder Farnsworth, Elder Haskell, Elder Edmund, and others were also blessed in their ministrations. I am instructed to say to you that the Lord will work with our people in Portland if they will walk circumspectly and in humility of mind before Him. The work in Portland is to be established and advanced, but there must be a humbling of heart with those who labor in that place. There must be a meek and lowly spirit. Let no one place in himself unlimited confidence and think that his individual ideas are surely right and that his plans must prevail. I would say to the believers in Portland, now is your time for an advanced move. Let self be hid with Christ in God, and He will work for you. The Lord desires His truth to be firmly established in Portland. The house of worship that is being built is to be appreciated. I earnestly desire that every soul who has a part to act in completing the work on the Portland church building shall be united with heavenly agencies. Let them seek a daily conversion and consecration. Let them pray in faith and move guardedly, humbly walking before the Lord. Let all our brethren in the main conference now renew their covenant with their God, the older ministers and also the younger workers connected with them. Those who have grown old and worn in service know the way of the Lord, and if they maintain their integrity, God will honor them in their declining years. I know the financial condition of the brethren in Maine, but I ask them to do all they can to lift the debt on the Portland Church. If they do this, others may be induced to come to their assistance. I have felt free to solicit help for the Portland Church building in some of the places where I have spoken. In some places, others were presenting calls for help, or the church itself was bearing a heavy burden, and I thought it best not to urge the members to do more. But I have been able thus to raise a few $100s and hope to receive additional sums as I speak in other churches. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord, and thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thine heart, and with all thy soul, and with all thy might. And these words which I command thee this day shall be in thine heart. And thou shalt teach them diligently unto thy children, and shalt talk of them when thou sittest in thine house, and when thou walkest by the way, and when thou liest down, and when thou risest up. Deuteronomy 6, verse 4 to 7. May this first church, erected in the most beautiful city in the state of Maine, be a place where the message shall be given in wisdom and in righteousness. Let these words be read to the believers there. Thou art an holy people unto the Lord thy God. The Lord thy God hath chosen thee to be a special people unto himself, above all people that are upon the face of the earth. The Lord did not set his love upon you because ye were more in number than any people, for ye were the fewest of all people. But because the Lord loved you, and because he would keep the oath which he had sworn unto your fathers, hath the Lord brought you out with a mighty hand, and redeemed you out of the house of bondage, from the hand of Pharaoh, king of Egypt. Know therefore the Lord thy God, he is God, the faithful God, which keepeth covenant and mercy with them that love him, and keep his commandments to 1,000 generations. And repayeth them that hate him to their face to destroy them. He will not be slack to him that hateth him. He will repay him to his face. Thou shalt therefore keep the commandments and the statutes and the judgments which I command thee this day to do them. Deuteronomy 7, verse 6 to 11. In the city of Portland, the messages of the first and second angel were given in power by William Miller, Joshua Himes, Josiah Litch, and others. The time has come when the third message is to go with power in Portland and in other cities of the East. I rejoice that in some of these centers, suitable church buildings are being secured as memorials. I shall pray that the Lord may impress the minds of His workmen, that they may be led to engage earnestly in the work of proclaiming the warning message in our large cities. The watchmen must be aroused. Our cities must have the proclamation of the threefold message. A great work must be accomplished from the east to the west. Men who know the truth are to go forth as a lamp that burneth. Let every soul who can engage in work in the cities just now, for delay will increase unbelief. God is calling for the cities to be warned of His soon coming.